Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Téngame paciencia, ¿ok?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our Friday favorite game.
Hey, real quick.
Sure.
Jukebox says, you buy a ticket, a t-shirt, or anything with the U on it, you're contributing a certain amount to Beck's payday. That's not accurate. NIL money comes from outside of the university. The university does not pay NIL money. It comes from the boosters or the packs that they have set up.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah. So if they want to pay NIL, they have to go to one of their contributors and they pay it. That's why I remember Saban was asked, saying, we don't have any money to support all this. He was basically asking them to put up more money.
Yeah. Well, I rare are the times that anything comes out of his mouth, I believe it.
I am not going to be the coach of Alabama.
Let's get to You're Dead to Me.
You're dead to me.
All right. It's pretty simple. After last night, a young punk wronged the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra because he liked to finagle the challenge rules. And if I could tell you one thing that we don't appreciate, it's trickery. We don't appreciate trickery when it comes to coaches' challenge. All right? Ergo.
What about trolling? Because that's real close to trickery.
No, it's not the same at all. It's not in the spirit of the game, Leroy.
Oh, like when you put stuff on there on the spirit of Twitter?
Or I really don't know what you're referring to.
Keep it moving.
If you heard Eric Spoelstra last night, Froggy, could you get this for me? Because Eric Spoelstra last night was furious with young punk Will Hardy, which is your full name from now on, Will. He was not happy because he put a blatant coach's challenge in too late while Jaime Jaquez stepped to the line.
If the referee places the ball into the free throw shooter,
don't get me started on that. What are you setting me up for?
I just want to know the rules, and I know you've heard.
I know what they talked about in the coaches' meetings at the beginning of the year, that you're not allowed to do the shenanigans and delay the game and stand in the middle of the paint, tie your shoe, all of these things that, you know, if they tell us not to do that, the Miami Heat, we don't do that. We go stand on the line. Maybe we should start working on some of the trickery. But Brandon did a couple pump fakes, and that gave them just enough time to challenge.
Wow. Will Hardy.
Listen, at least that's covert. The guy's cramping up mysteriously in a two-minute drill. Mm-mm. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Will Hardy, you're dead to me. Sorry. Young punk Will Hardy.
You're dead to me.
Who's dead to you?
I'm going to say this, and I mean this. The SEC.
Oh.
And here's why.
Ooh.
You were put up there as the premier conference. Everybody in your conference is ranked, so everybody gets credit for beating ranked opponents, right? Now we get to the playoff, because you say the SEC is the best conference and they got the best teams and they're going to compete for championships every year. And your only representation is somebody who was in the Big 12, who everybody said was a garbage conference. So the SEC, like, yeah, the only reason why you have a representative is because you pay the money to come join you. But they are not original SEC, an SEC school. And your conference wasn't that good this year. It wasn't. But next year, you'll have 10 of the 16 teams ranked. You'll beat up on one another. Then at the end, when you have a 2 or 3 loss SEC school, you'll say, oh, but they beat 4 ranked opponents. So that's who's dead to me. The SEC. Because they were garbage.
You're dead to me.
Jennifer?
You know, I don't have many people to throw under the bus. But I will say, kind of upset with all of you.
Why?
What do you mean?
All of you.
Who's what? Who's
that even? For not congratulating me on my 4 years with you weenies.
Wow. Congratulations.
My anniversary. It is my anniversary.
Happy 4 years. How the hell are we supposed to remember that?
Supposed to remember. I'm like,
how are we supposed to remember that?
Oh, she's I'm right, like one guys. Of the people you talk to like every day.
How could we not?
Technically, you gotta.
Has Marcos been with us 4 years too?
Nah.
Nope.
Nah, he's a bum.
Okay. I don't know why. Just don't understand.
Wow.
I think Marcos has been with us for 3 years.
August of 21.
He's been with us for 3 years, but he on that Jimmy Butler. He's only put in like 240 years of work.
He wants that max deal. He wants that max extension.
How does this happen? I don't understand. We're talking about our lovely, lovely JFig.
I heard WEEI is the only other station that's willing to offer him the max. Demanding we trade him for O'Keefe.
I tell you what, 940, you better not trade for me.
I'm not waving my no trade clause for the amphibian.
Well, congratulations, Jennifer. I can't believe you put up with us for 4 years.
I would put it this way. We just get so used to you showing up at 1 o'clock that
you know what? This is another reason why you're just gonna be dead to me because you continue saying things like this.
Huh?
Wow.
I would say you just ran over us with a train, but hopefully that's not the same train that stops you from getting to work every day.
I'm the conductor now.
Vlad wants to know if this makes him Bradley Beal. I think that makes you Jaime. Time is good, man. What a little stint he's going on right now.
Footwork, dude.
What do you got, Froggy?
Well, we spoke about it a couple days ago. Right now, the Miami Heat are up in the air. What is going to happen with them? Will chaos return as Tobin wanted? Or will the Miami Heat figure it out? Bam Adebayo, one who I've been very, very critical of, has been more vocal in leading the way and said this game against the Warriors that they played was the breakthrough. Since then, they have been undefeated. So therefore, I'm going to take his word for it and proclaim the Miami Heat have figured it out. We're back and losing. You're dead to me.
You're dead.
Wow.
You
very
are
exciting.
Dead to me.
Hey, you're you know dead it's also me. Very good. Now, question.
Yep.
If the game ends into goes after 12, is that free pizza today or tomorrow?
Wow, that's a great question. I think he counts.
You've asked this question twice.
And what, it's today, right, JFig?
Yeah.
I think whenever tip off counts for free pizza.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Should I check right now?
There's nothing like free pizza, half pizza on Friday.
Scooby wants some free pizza.
He heard food and he's all in.
All right, I'm adding.
Make sure you get the good stuff too, though. You know, I know this is just an example, but don't rob me of the good stuff.
We had Broward had Teacher's Day today.
Was that like a work day?
Yeah, which you had on Monday.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, you know, I know.
I always wonder what they're up to on those teacher work days. My wife won't tell me.
I was gonna say though.
Did she come back sloshed?
I'm like, yeah. Well, you look a little tipsy there. What's going on?
Okay.
Confirmed. Heat win does work.
All right. Sweet. Perfect.
Get to it.
Love a good Friday Heat win, right?
Love it.
Love it. Do they play the day before the Super Bowl?
Do they play the day before? Okay, that's a long way down the road.
I'm pre-planning.
I'm pre-planning.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I already know what's on the menu.
Ooh. What's on the menu?
When is the Super Bowl? Super Bowl's February 7th?
7th. We're going to have some hamburgers, some hot dogs.
February 9th, I'm guessing. They do not.
I'm not going to get those egg rolls. Yeah, we had too many left over.
I can bring the ketchup if you need. I know we're a good place to get.
That was a one-time deal. I'm never asking you to bring anything.
No, I'm just going to bring it.
I don't worry about it, for fear that we might get ketchup from 7-Eleven.
They do not play Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, boo.
They play Friday, but so, that will not hold
over. I'm going to do hamburgers. I'm going to get some of that that chili from down the street.
No.
Love that chili. At Proper Sausage.
What is the schedule of the Heat? The Heat have to be in Philly, Brooklyn, come home for a game against Boston, and then go to Oklahoma City. What the hell scheduling is that?
A lot of that has to do with sometimes they have stuff in their arena.
Yeah, but there's not a simpler route. The Hawks weren't available for the night that same week. It's just like, it's such a crazy hanging around the country.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? I'm gonna have hamburgers, hot dogs. I'll make some ribs.
Who we got? Ooh. We should make our Super Bowl picks. Who are you taking? Leroy, give me your Super Bowl teams and the winner.
Let's go.
Let's official go. Picks.
Detroit.
All right.
Beating the hell out of Kansas City.
Ooh. Beating the hell out of Kansas City.
All right.
That'd be good. Right.
Jennifer?
Mm.
I want to say the same thing as Leroy, except I feel like it's going to be a close call. I don't think it's going to be.
But you got Man Campbell?
I got Man Campbell. Right. I
don't
want to
be the same as you guys. Froggy, what about you?
I'm going to go Baltimore. Makes their way to the championship, but loses a close one to Detroit.
All right, you're all picking Detroit, so I'll veer, I'll swerve. Yeah. I got Philly.
Wow.
And I got Kansas City, and inevitably the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl.
Damn, the Kelce Bowl again?
The first time. Don't you want to see history, though? It's history either way. If Detroit or Kansas City wins,
I'd much rather see Detroit win.
Yeah.
I'd rather go Detroit, Baltimore, then I guess history, I guess. Anybody but Buffalo, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think there'll be any shockers this weekend?
The only one I think is plausible to me is Denver, just because Denver's got a good defense. But I mean, be real, I think that Josh Allen's gonna run all over him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm hopeful.
All right.
But I
think it's unfortunate that a 14-3 team has got to travel around the world to play football.
It's crazy.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, so I feel bad for Minnesota that you're 15-2 is the one seed, and at 14-3, you're the five seed.
Can't be many years that's happened.
Nope. The reason why is because they're in the same division.
No, I know. I'm just saying. They can't be.
Because I remember when we were 15-1. People don't realize the Falcons were 14-2, so we had to play every week.
That's our show, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay warm. Talk to you rascals on Monday.
I don't know what I can do it.
And there was two of them. One was living in my grill. Because at one time I put on the igniter, ran out with his little rat ass on
scare
fire.
You?
Ooh, get up. What?
Jeez. typical rat behavior.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.